Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. God bless you. This is Sister Judith, and I praise God you're able to join me today as we continue on in a message on the subject of healing. And there's quite a bit I'd like to share with you, and we will have to probably go into next week. So I invite you to tune in next week, and always know that the broadcasts are available to you on the UCM website, www.unveilchrist.org. But now I'd like to touch on something that we mentioned briefly on a prior broadcast this week, and that is the difference between healings and miracles. God moves both ways. We saw, you know, in the dispensation of times, God is always revealing new truths to the church. Well, they're not new truths, but there's an emphasis of the Holy Spirit, and we know with the outpouring of the Holy Spirit in the Appalachian area and in Azusa Street, there was the return of the awareness of the empowering of the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Then in the healing revivals of the 50s, we see that healings and miracles were being restored to the church, deliverances. And so God, in His purposes, there may be a particular emphasis. It's never new truth. It's what has always been there, but because of a lack of faith or whatever the reasons might be, a lack of instruction or teaching, the operation of the fullness of the promises and the goodness of God is not on display. And beloved, the unsaved need to see the miracles, the healing. It's the goodness of God that leads to repentance. And so there are healings and there are miracles. In Mark, the 16th chapter, verse 18, it talks about those who believe on the word of God. These signs shall follow all them that believe. This is one of the inclusions. They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Now, some people receive an instantaneous miracle and some others recover gradually. And it's also true that while all can prophesy, there are some that he sometimes will emphasize a particular gifting in the life of a person. Some may be strong in the power gifts, some in the verbal gifts, the gift of prophecy. God will give as He chooses. He disperses His gifts. And it's not just for the pastor or for those in fivefold ministry, it's for God's people. And so, whether it's an instantaneous miracle or a gradual healing, they're both wonderful. Is that not true? However, there are some that don't want to settle for a healing. They want, you know, they've got to have a miracle. They want something that's going to be really sensational. But beloved, it would be well if we would receive healing from God as He desires to give it to us, to you, if you're in need of healing, whether by an instantaneous miracle or by a gradual recovery. Remember, earlier this week, I shared a passage in Luke, the 17th chapter, verse 14, and this is the story, if you will, the relation of what occurred when 10 lepers approached Jesus. They stood afar off, it says in verse 13 of chapter 17, they lifted up their voice, they said, "Master, have mercy on us." That was a terrible affliction in that day, no known cure. They were just isolated. They had to separate themselves from normal society, and it was only the compassion of others that even cared for them to bring them food and things like that. And when He saw them, Jesus, He said unto them, listen to how He phrased this, he didn't speak the word, be healed. He said, go, shew yourselves unto the priests. That would have been a testimony in itself, right? Because it never, even though there were very clear instructions given for the cleansing of the leper in the Old Testament, I don't recall any recording where there actually was a cleansing of a leper in terms of, now we know Naaman was, amen, but he was not a Jew. And so anyway, when Jesus saw them, he said, go shew yourselves unto the priests. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. And unfortunately, it just said, one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God. He fell down at the feet of Jesus, and Jesus, answering a very poignant and sorrowful phrase, were there not 10 cleansed, but where are the 9? There are none found that return to give glory to God, save this stranger. And he said unto him, arise, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. And so when it's a miraculous healing, many times it's the faith of the person praying and ministering that healing. And when it is a miracle of healing, all healing is a miraculous, but then that requires the faith of the individual. They believed the word of God. They believed what Jesus said. And today we can receive healing when we believe what Jesus says in his word. He hasn't changed. If you will remember, Jesus told the nobleman who had come to him, beseeching him to heal his son, he said, except you see signs and wonders, you won't believe. See, Jesus was actually reproving the father because his faith was apparently weak. He had faith, it seems, for healing, but not an instantaneous miracle. But this father wouldn't give up. He continued to call on Jesus to heal his son. And the Lord told the man to go his way, that his son would live. And when the man returned to his home, he found that his son began to mend, to heal, from the very time Jesus told him that his son would live. Now, some people have more faith in what, practical, material things in the flesh than they do in God. Now, I want to speak about the medical profession. It would be most unwise to be against doctors because God has given them for the benefit of mankind. They have a very important place in our society. There are many functions for them to perform. And when it comes to trauma, injury, beloved, our medical profession is second to none. When it comes to the prevention of disease, they're woefully ignorant in not many cases. There are some that are aware of the principles of health, and you know, chiropractors get more training in nutrition than medical doctors do. They're more interested in the treatment of the symptoms rather than the root cause of the disease. And all right, I'll stop going down that road. However, regardless of where you are at, there comes a time in a Christian's life when one has to trust fully and totally in God. You know, I'm thinking of a situation just very recently. I go down to Duck Valley every year for the annual branding, which is in June, and I spoke with a woman. She had been diagnosed with pancreatic cancer, and when she was actually diagnosed, the doctors told her, they said, you know, you don't have very long to live, a few months at the most. You just need to go home and get your affairs in order. And of course, that death sentence basically was a very sobering word that she received. And she, of course, was a strong Christian. She loved God and she was ready to go. Only she didn't want to leave her husband. Her children were saved and serving God. And so outside of her concern for her husband, she really was not that upset because, you know, what's the worst thing that can happen to a Christian? You die and go to heaven? I mean, come on. Paul said, to die is gain. And so nonetheless, there were Christians praying for her, and she was up in Boise for a particular test, and she had to be sedated. When she was coming to, the doctor came in. He had papers in his hand, and he just stood and stared at her. He just stared at her, and he said, the cancer is gone. He really didn't know what to say, except that it had disappeared in response to the prayer of faith that people had been praying for her. And so we have to know that God is a merciful God, and He will undertake. He still performs miracles today. That's why I continue to share that opening slogan that Brother Glass used: you don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. And He is still in the miracle working business. And so, beloved, I want to pray for you, and there's so much more I want to share, so we're going to continue on next week. But I'd like to share a portion of a sister writing from San Pablo, and she writes, "Dearest Sister Judith, I just wanted to tell you that I'm very blessed by Unveil Christ Ministries. I look forward to hearing the Word of God by an anointed woman. My mother was a minister and preached many sermons in her life. She's been with the Lord now for almost 3 years now, so you remind me a lot of my mother, because I can hear the anointing in your voice as you speak. You have obeyed God and kept your husband's legacy alive and well. God bless you." She says, "You're in my prayers." She shares some particular requests and asking me to join her in prayer. "You're in my prayers. May God richly bless you." A sister writing from San Pablo. And so, beloved, my heart and soul is in the broadcast ministry, in the ministry of correspondence. I love and spend many hours answering. I always personally, no one is answering, reading the mail but me, and I send a letter that I have written and send it to you with prayer, covered in prayer, that you can be blessed and encouraged in the Lord. In the closing moments, let's just join our hearts in prayer. Father, you see those who are in need of physical healing. Lord, we thank God for the medical profession, but Lord, there are things that they cannot do. And so, Father, we look to you, the great physician, and we ask, Lord, that you would stretch out your hand of healing to those in need of physical healing in their bodies, healing in their emotions, in their minds. Father, we come against affliction in the name of Jesus. We take authority over demonic forces coming against them, and we speak deliverance and healing in Jesus' name. And we praise you, and we thank you for it. Well, praise God. Beloved, thank you for joining me today, this week. And there are many more complexities to this whole subject of healing that I want us to lay hold of in the scriptures. I invite you to join me next week. But until then, know that I love you and I'm praying for you. God bless you. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.